The court ruled that prosecutors had the power to go after former lawmakers Chuck Kawala and Steve Foti and current Assemblyman Scott Jensen. The three, along with former Foti aide Sherry Schultz, are charged with using public resources to do campaign work. Their attorneys argued that this was a case of the executive branch infringing on the rights of the legislature. The high court unanimously disagreed. Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard led the initial investigation into the lawmakers' wrongdoing. He would say little about the high court's decision.
This ruling gives us a chance to proceed with these cases in court, and we certainly hope we can get them resolved in court as soon as possible.
The four justices who ruled on the cases split on the question of whether lawmakers knew ahead of time that this type of conduct might result in felony charges. Jensen attorney Stephen Meyer says the law under which they were charged is unconstitutionally vague, making it tough to differentiate between legislative duties and political work.
Here we have half the court saying today that this wasn't a crime. This is not a crime. It is an unusual situation for me to be in where I have that type of ruling from the Supreme Court before getting into the meat of the case.
The meat of the case being the pretrial motions and the trial itself. A fall trial date is already set for Brian Burke, another former legislator involved in the Capitol scandal who was not mentioned in these cases. All could face prison time if convicted. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.